Yo, 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 class is officially in session. I'm your host, Kareem, aka Keys, aka Big Bro, aka the professor with the game that don't stress you. And I'm back with another fire episode. If this is your first time tuning in, you just tapped into the best podcast for any musicians on whatever platform you're listening to, hands down, I promise you that. And that's because this podcast is all about motivating you, helping you find fans, and most importantly, I love to get you paid. So if I deliver on any of those promises today, please, please, please do your boy a favor and rate this show 5 stars, okay? But enough of me begging. I'm going to tell you what's going down in this episode. I brought my good bro up here, King, okay, to talk to y'all. And he and I are going to be talking about the secrets to build your music business into an empire. Right? That's what a lot of us want to do, okay? To be more specific, we're going to be dropping gems on how you can run the same plays that some of the most successful business owners and music entrepreneurs have lived and died by, okay? Let me tell you something about King. This guy is so special, y'all. Words just cannot do it justice. His energy is top tier. And he just delivers messages better than anyone that I've ever heard, right? And it's different from him because sometimes it's not like it's something that you haven't heard before, but it's just the way that he brings it to you just makes you say, whoa, like it was your first time hearing it. It's truly one of a kind, y'all. So I'm very excited to share this with y'all. But before we move into the discussion, I want to remind you all who are listening right now and stuck trying to figure out how you can grow your fan base about this free training that I have, right? This is even for you. If you don't have a fan base and you're in need of one ASAP, then this training will suit you. Even if you feel like you've done everything under the sun, I bet you haven't tried the things that I'm going to show you. In this training, you're going to learn about my system. I use to this day to turn Instagram into a money printing machine. I'm talking beep, right? All by leveraging the Instagram platform with proven strategies to attract yourself to the right people and your music, of course, right? But what I do is I take it a step further and I break down in the training, how do you set these relationships up or how you set these relationships up for cash flow? So if you need that kind of help, I got you. All you got to do is watch the training. And if you really bought it, apply to my program called Fanbase Hero University after you're done watching. If you're a great fit for the program, you'll speak with the team on a free 45-minute call where we'll give you an entire blueprint to bring money into your music business. That's just what we're doing on a call, straight like that. So the link to sign up is in the show notes. With all that said, let's go ahead and get into this phenomenal episode with King. Very delighted to share this with y'all. All right, tap in. Let's get it. Boom. All right. So we're in. So let's start here, man. Can you tell us about your background and how it led you to your current entertainment industry status?
Absolutely, man. I've been in the music industry 15 plus years. Mm-hmm. Started as an artist. Still am an artist at heart, a creative, if Word. You will. Then I got into executive producing. I realized that I had skills, man. I studied this thing, mm-hmm. right? It was more to it than just gifting, but I came to the industry with my gifts. I just knew that I could make music, and that's what I was doing. Right. But then I discovered in my own artistry, man, something that a lot of artists don't want to admit. Doesn't matter how good your music is and nobody knows about it, right? So I had a business, which I was able to create my first music production company because I had a joint venture deal with an independent label in LA. They introduced me to actual business because I thought, like everyone else thought, when somebody reaches out to you, game over. It's just, I'm going to be rich now. Right. You know what I mean? And I had a rude awakening that wasn't the case. And so what that made me do was, because they didn't teach me about the business, I had to learn it for myself. So once I had that music production company, I took it and created my first debut album from my own music production company. I paid all my, hear me clearly with this. I learned that I needed to pay all of my producers. right? I kept my masters here, because we're going to talk about this in a second. I kept all my masters, all my master files I still have, right? I paid the producers. We did split sheets. We did the whole shebang, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And then I dropped the album, and I thought that once I dropped it, like, the world just is going to know about it. They didn't, because I didn't have a key component, which is what you talk about, keys, yeah. Marketing.
Or...
yeah, we're going to clap it up for that later. So didn't have any marketing plan, didn't know about it. Then I discovered the importance of it when my album did nothing. So instead of getting upset about it, bro, I decided to go deeper. And that was a moment for God to tell me, hey, I didn't call for you to be a rapper. I called for you to help other people in this industry grow with what you know.
Same.
And so then it said, okay. So then I got deeper into, you know, marketing. And then I developed a marketing company. Then I got into business. Right. Learning the industry as what it is a business. So then we start talking about finances. We start talking about different roles that the music industry has that give you artists what you need. And here we are 15 years later, multiple businesses with inside artist development specialists, marketing agency and more. So that's where we at.
Word. I love that. Yeah, I think you touched on a lot of important topics in what you just said. Now, one of the biggest gems that you mentioned is, you know, you can't just drop an album or a body of work and just expect people to go run into it. You know, there's a very essential component involved in that, and that's marketing. But what I also like that you said was, you know, at this point and where you're at in your career, you're dealing with multiple businesses, right? So you're clearly someone who understands the importance of having an LLC. So let me ask you this, you know, why do you believe that musicians should consider forming an LLC? What's the importance of that?
Well, to be honest with you, you need something. You need a tax write-off, right? That was a jewel. That's a bar, right? So we'll drop the bomb on that later. But secondly, you want to be taken serious, right? If you are not signed to a music label or a record label and you're an independent contractor or an independent artist, you're going to be doing business to business. But if you don't have a business, there is no business to business, which means that they can treat you however they want before even meeting you, right? Your business will speak for you as a representative on paper before they even know that you're representing yourself, which therefore already gives you a level playing field of respect. The name of the game in the music industry is, do I respect you when it comes to executives, when it comes to A&Rs, when it comes to people who do not sit in the studio chair? They don't care about the work you put in the studio because they don't respect that office. You understand what I'm saying? The offices that they expect, or should I say respect, is the executive offices. So you want to learn business through having a business. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. I know, you know, when I first started, I didn't understand that, right? I didn't understand.
Me neither.
A lot of people did. I think a lot of people are operating with a B2B mindset, but they haven't even officially established theirs yet, which is a huge, huge problem. And, you know, I try to preach it to as many artists as possible that it's never too early to start creating an LLC. I mean, like, if you're spending money in the studio, if you're buying drip for your music videos, if you're paying for music videos, if you're paying for photo shoots, if you're paying that monthly or yearly charge for whatever software program, whatever you're using, buying equipment, all this stuff, these are all expenses, right, that you should be tracking as a business owner. But if you're not legally registered as a business owner, you can't claim those things. So since I bring up being a legally registered business owner, can you just walk them through, like, very high level, you know, what is the process of establishing an LLC? I know a lot of people haven't quite figured that one out. I think it's pretty simple, but I'll let you speak on it.
To be honest, man, I'll put it this way, because it varies based on the state you're in.
Facts.
Right. We're gonna be honest about that, right? But the first thing you want to do is go to the Secretary of State of whatever state you're in, and you want to look at the LLC column that they have for small businesses. Let's keep it a thousand. The first thing you want to do is call me, right? Let's just not even do that,
yeah.
Right? You want to call me, or if you don't like me, which I don't find that possible, you want to tap into a business analyst, right? And the reason why I say that is because, yes, you can do it yourself, and we're all about, you know, self-development. But you don't want to run the risk of doing it wrong, and then you have to fix it in the back end.
Been there, done that.
So I can, you, tell me about it. So I want to say I can give you like three tips on what to do to start it, just so you're not afraid. Because it's nothing to be afraid of, but it is something to take very seriously, right? The first thing you want to do before you even do the LLC is get a trademark. Amen? Can we preach today? So you want to do that because trademarking protects what you're building. All right, guys? So that means your rap name, your whatever your, you know what I'm saying, your images, whatever you got going on, you want to protect that first. And you want to make sure it's available so you don't build your name on something that don't belong to you. Is that okay that I tell them that first? I don't want to, you know
no,
what I mean?
No, that's great. That's great advice.
All right, cool. Because that'll cost you way more than the LLC will. Amen. So
it's true.
but on a serious note, like I said, Secretary of State is always the way to go. Checking the small business, portion of what they got going on. And then you want to register your business. After you register your business, first thing you want to do is tap in with the IRS. You need an EIN number. You know what I'm saying? Just for you guys to make it simple. The EIN number is your business social security number. Okay, that's very important because that adds validity to your actual business. Now, again, those other things that I mentioned will help save you from any type of possible mistakes that you could run into while trying to do it on your own. But for the sake of this conversation, those are the two main things you need to do. Then you'll get, you pay your fees, right? It's pretty simple from there. You know what I mean? It can get mixy though. It can get spooky.
Yeah. I mean, it gets real tricky when you're dealing with something that's like that you have to register with the state, or like if you have to file something with the, USPTO, which is the Patent and Trade Office, right? Like, if you're ever confused about these things, there are different types of services out there. I know LegalZoom is one that's out there. Some people recommend it. Some people don't. I'm in no way, shape, or form endorsing. They don't pay me anything. Right. So, I mean, go check it out at your own risk if you're listening. But they are one of the services. Maybe find something similar. That's if you don't trust yourself. I know when I started, I did everything myself. And, I mean, I'm proud to say that. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't make some mistakes.
not for sure, and honestly, that's why I didn't even mention them, right? Because I wanted to make sure that they had. If I'm gonna drop keys on your show, I want to do this show the respect that it deserves and drop real information to fast track them. Because if you want to do this thing, fellas and ladies, let's not play with it. What Lola Brooks say, right? Let's do it right and deal with the professionals to help you, because success loves speed. When you're trying to figure it out, you cost yourself the fee of not knowing it, right? And possibly getting it wrong, which then is a setback on your part. So we don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have to. Now, if money is a problem, again, you need to come see me, because money shouldn't be a problem. And you talking about $100 million on your rap song, but keep it going. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah. So what would you say is one of the key benefit, like the top key benefit of forming an LLC?
The top for me?
Top key benefit. I mean, it might be different for everybody, but not what top? You. I got one. You got one. I'll tell you what mine is after. I'm gonna let you go first though.
I bet. I'm gonna say for me, bro, it's the write-offs. It's the back end, right? Because it's like we put so much money up front, bro. When we're trying to create a product and sell it and hope people buy into it, we're spending. And I want you guys to hear this clearly. You're going to spend uphill. If you're serious, you're going to spend some money. Yeah. And so you deserve
to make money.
You feel me? And you deserve to be able to say, hey, I need some of that back. But if you don't do this, you out here butt naked. There is no you going to get it back. There's you just spent it. Have a good day. You earned your stripes. That's mine. What's yours, bro?
So here's mine. So, when you get that EIN, and you get the articles of formation that you get when you create and register your business, that gives you the ability to go to a bank. Right? You already know where I'm going with this. That gives you the ability to go to a bank and open up a business bank account, which is something you should absolutely do as soon as you can, and redirect all your purchases and your spending to that. Do not mix your personal finances with your business finances. It gets real ugly when it's time to do taxes, let me tell you. So this is just your tip to avoid that. But that's not even the key benefit, in my opinion, is when you can go and you can create that business bank account, start liquidating some cash through there. This will then give you the opportunity to move into OPM. OPM stands for leveraging other people's money.
I know you know
what it is. This may be their first time hearing about it. So just break down OPM and why that's a huge benefit to being a business owner.
First of all, let me tell you how this that you're doing about to go viral. So I just want to congratulate you ahead of time, and I want my money. So listen, drop a bomb on this, man, for the OPM.
Do I got something? I'm going to just clap. I got claps.
Yeah,
I got claps.
Listen.
I got claps.
Man, we've been doing this, bro, 15 years, and I ain't never know that I could have had the bank pay for my rap career. Are you crazy? Listen. So, guys, for you guys who do not know, having your LLC, doing good business, right? Handling business like the professional CEOs that you are enables you to have relationships with the banks, okay? And with the banks, you can say, hey, man, I'm running a business here, okay? I need some capital for that. Everybody say capital. Okay, so I need some capital for that. I need about 10, 15, what? 10, $15? No, my dog, 10, 15,000. Praise him. On a credit card. Okay. We talking about their money now. Right. And so the power of that is, guys, is that the money that you work so hard for on a regular basis gets to stay where it belongs. Okay. See, the problem is ignorance created the starving artist. That wasn't supposed to exist. And Black people, this is for us. I'm about to drop a ball on y'all. It was never meant for us to start businesses out of our own pocket. That is the most retarded thing that we have ever done. I appreciate, and I can, you know, from experience myself to say, hey, I'm proud I did it. But Lord knows how much faster could we have gotten it done? Right?
That's a bar.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say that other people's money, bro, ladies and gentlemen, is the key, right, to you being able to produce the album you want to produce. A lot of the times, artists, is not that artists don't want to pay producers. Niggas just can't afford it on the way up. They just can't. They work at McDonald's. They eight ball short. Like, they got a lot of stuff going on, you know. But if you got a good 10,000, now you can invest. But here's the thing, and it's the last jewel I'm going to drop, bro. You know I get excited about this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to make sure you do, though, is put up. If you get 15, I'm going to need you to put 10 aside for marketing. That's the bar. Okay, I'm done. That's the free game for you right there.
Yeah. And honestly, too, I want to give a precautionary measure to any artist that is looking to go in that direction after hearing this. Don't just go and get, 10, 15 bands and no plan to make it back. Like, honestly, what I would recommend is have some type of income coming in already so that, you know what I'm saying, you can take care of what you borrow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
You can't just borrow it and not have a plan. Like the way that I see a lot of artists putting out their music and rolling out stuff right now, they're not generating any ROI.
None.
So I couldn't imagine if somebody went and took out a loan or something like that, a line of business credit, and, performed stuff the exact same way that they've always been doing it, except this time with a little bit more money, and they don't get any ROI. Like, so you just got to be careful there. If you're going to spend the money, have a solid plan on how you're going to spend that money, which means you got to draft up some type of business plan with your music. And there's all different types of ways to do that. You can go on Fiverr. You can get someone to help you create a business plan. I mean, you can get it out the mud yourself and do all the research on Google. You can use ChatGPT to go and build you one. You can call me. You can call, you know what I'm saying? You already know it. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I want to make sure that I position that too, bro. And I apologize. I want to make sure that I...
Yeah, you got to give the disclaimers.
So, so with that, though, if you get the 10K and you if the 15K, and granted, there's caveats to that. I want to make sure that we have this conversation, too. Start focusing on your personal credit. I need y'all to get out of la-la land.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I learned from...
PGs.
I learned from the hard way. I ignored my personal development because I just knew that the dream was just going to come and money was just going to wash all the poor decisions away. And it's not true, guys. It's not true. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your responsibilities. Get a skill that's going to provide you and your family enough money to support your lifestyle so they're not stressed at you dream chasing. Right? Now it's getting real, right? So I just say that because I have so many clients, bro, that I've talked to, young and old and in between, who, like myself, we really bet it all on this. But we didn't bet it all properly, right? We're waiting for Rick Ross and Meek Mill and them niggas that are signed to other niggas to sign us. No, thank you.
Nah, you don't got to live like that.
Right? I remember I was, you know, shaking fries and Rick Ross came and I gave him my heart of 16 and he told me he hit me back, but you still there. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of your favorite artists only respect niggas that came to them with a bag anyway. Look at Dolph. Rest in peace to one of the best. So I just wanted to say that to say, hey, you know, as a coach, man, I love all of you and I believe in all of you, but we have to be honest about where we are. Right? It's never, your family does not deserve to suffer while you run and chase something like that. Cause a lot of us have responsibilities and I'm tired of grown men that are 30 plus not living to their full potential because they thought that the money from the dream would come and wash away the foolishness. We're not doing that. We lost too many black men and black women to this profession or this dream of profession. And self-development is not in place. Why we don't have our credit together?
Yeah.
But that's my bad. I don't want to get on my soapbox, bro.
Nah, you're good, man. I agree with everything you said. And you know, as you were talking, I was really thinking that, you know, I think the grand scheme, the bigger picture here with all of this stuff is that we should really be focused on scaling, right? Like when you're putting money into this, when you're creating a business plan, when you're putting all these things into play, you should really be looking at building. The music is going to be the way to get you in there, but it shouldn't be what keeps you in there, right? Because when you really think about the music industry right now and how most artists are getting paid, they're relying on streaming, right? Streams on Spotify are not paying enough to take care of all your bills.
Facts.
That's just what it is. It's adding to that starving artist rhetoric, you know what I mean? And we want to kill that because you don't have to be that, right? But the only way that you won't be that is if you focus more on selling products and services, touring, merch, things like that, versus just trying to push the music, right? That's the this is what I tell a lot of the people, right? Like when you look at a lot of the top, the billionaires, the people that's super on right now, are they pushing music right now? Did they start it off pushing music?
No.
Are they currently pushing music right now? Is Rihanna pushing music right now? No, she pushing pee, she pushing panties. You know what I'm saying?
When you look at
Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z he got a bunch of little pots in irons in a fire right now. So you know, that's what made him a billionaire, but it started with the music, right? And there's a bunch of other people too that, you know, they started with the music, but then branched into other areas. And now, you know, you can't even get Rihanna to come back and give you a project, no matter how much you spam under her posts, no matter none of that. Like the Super Bowl, that wasn't no play. Yes, it was the music, but that wasn't no play just for the music. They don't get paid for that, right? What she did was she probably, if I had to guess, she already had her marketing department on standby, right? Had everything already queued up and ready to go for when the most eyes in America, the most, one of the most watched events, most televised events is on, and she's performing to make changes on their site and launch an entire sales campaign, right? That's genius.
Absolutely. That's that genius. First of all, that was a bar that you just even dropped to them. And I want to add to that and say, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that your music is one thing. But what else do you provide the public? Because people feel like a lot of artists are extremely selfish. Everything is about them. Listen to my music. Stream this. Do this. Do this for me. And all you're providing is another song when there's already 2.7 million songs being uploaded every single day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. How many?
What else can we? What else can we? What else do you offer that says, "Hey, let me give you something, right? Let me give you this until you register with my music enough where that does it for you." Because right now, that's not the case. And the last thing I want to say is, and again, Keys, you getting all the jewels, bro, because you already know. So the last thing I want to say about that is. Please stop acting like play where you want to be, like play like the people you want to be like. Right? That means like going in the rooms. That means going in the rooms, understanding things cost. That means going in the rooms, understanding that you are yes, you are an artist and you are a star and that's beautiful, but you haven't proven stardom. Go in this thing understanding that people need to see a return from you. What are your sales like? What are your conversion rates like? We don't want to hear it. Even if a company, this is the part, bro, I'm sorry, you know, I'm in my bag.
Nah, go ahead.
Even if a company reaches out to you to solicit business, please make sure that you do not take the stance of you reached out to me. So Verizon reaches out to you. Do you give them the I'm me so I don't got to pay my phone bill? No. So understand that this is business. This is not about your dream. You are dreaming to be a part of an industry, to be a worker for a company. Just can I say it again? Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Your dream, for those of you who want to be artists like Rihanna and them, which is beautiful, but I just want to contextualize it for you so you understand some things. Your desire is to infiltrate an industry that you are not currently a part of and get paid to be a product for a larger company to sell. Does that make sense?
I mean, you Colgate, bro. Nutshell, if you ever wondered what you're getting yourself into when you're looking to get into the music business, that right there, what he just described, is probably the number one thing that people are subjecting themselves to, right? You know, ultimately, we would love for you to be in full ownership, you know what I mean? That way, you don't have to subject yourself to that, but that doesn't change the fact that you still have to boss up to literally everything that we've talked about leading up to this point. But there's nothing wrong with you know, with leveraging what you created on your own to get to bigger and better spaces as well. So I like how you mentioned about, you know, stepping in the room with the big fish, bro. I think that was an important avenue that I want to explore more, because when you're in the room with certain types of folks, right, you have to be like-minded like them. You got to be on the same page mentally as them, right? Your drive, your hustle, you know, the way that you understand things, the way how you already know that, you know, it takes money to get to where you want to go, like having that type of, and I'm trying to avoid the word because I just want you to dive into the word, but I'm gonna say the word is, it's mindset. you gotta have the right mindset. None of this is gonna work if you don't have the right mindset. You must have the right mindset. I think that, yo, to be honest with you, and I'm a transparency here. I have a lot of folks that are in my, you know, my coaching program, And, you know, we meet regularly, and it hurts my soul to hear that sometimes they're still working on the same stuff as they were, you know, months ago. And, you know, we meet every week, and, you know, no names in particular, but this is just a, you know, a general overview of what I see. And it's not that it's not a work thing, because, you know, I have the course, I give you everything step by step. You have my support once a week, right? You can contact me outside of that. So you have everything you need to succeed, but it seems like the only thing missing is the grit, the mindset to keep going, even when, you know, I'm not available, right? You need to have that. So talk to him, man. Like, I just want your take on having the mindset. Like, what does that mean in the grand scheme of all of this?
So first of all, beautiful segue. I gotta tip my hat off to you, bro. If anybody, you know what I'm saying? You, when you do whatever you do, bro, you do that. I just want to give you flowers, bro. Say it again.
I practice.
You practice. I'm exactly. Consistent. That's part of it, right? Come on, man. So let's get into it. So mindset, as a coach, I'm a coach, y'all, just in case you don't know. I'm a certified life coach. I specialize in leadership development, entrepreneurship, mindset training, okay? I'm going to say that again. Entrepreneur mindset training. That's a thing. Like, you go to the gym and train your body. Every day you got to train your brain. What are you feeding your brain? I think what it is that the mindset transfer or transformation can't happen until we really look at the narratives that we have created about the dreams that we have, right? Because a lot of those things have been force-fed to us about this dream. Now, mind you, I'm coming from 15 years of experience, right? I wanted to be Hov when I was young. I wanted to be the Lox, Dipset. I'm from Harlem. So I wanted to be all of that. Cam, Pink Jacket, all that. But I wanted to be them from what I saw. I had no idea about the business. I want to be Hov because I saw Hov in front of a Rolls Royce with Biggs and my OG. You know what I'm saying? Dang. But I didn't know that Hov was an exceptional businessman. I didn't know that Biggs was funding the operations. I didn't know that. You understand what I'm saying? So when you talk about mindset, I'm about to bring it all in. When you talk about mindset, you guys have to make a decision. Do you guys want to be famous? Do you want to be wealthy for real? Because if so, there's a certain way that wealthy people think, and it applies to all niches and in all industries. You can be a rapper and still think like millionaires. My favorite rapper right now that talks like that was Nip. Rest in peace to the GOAT. It was Hov. It still is Hov. It's T.I. and it's Ross. Those guys made it very clear to me that I was more than what I was settling for because of the mindset, right? You see certain artists are able to reach multi-million dollar levels because they are not stuck in rapdom. You guys, yes. Y'all gotta understand that it takes effort, but it also takes sacrifice and willingness of transformation. You can't expect to be like the people you see on TV thinking the way that you think, because the way that you think got you what you got. Oh God, why are you preaching like that today? It's Wednesday.
Nah, I know you're getting your bag. I just let you go.
I'm almost done. I'm finishing strong.
I let you go. Go ahead. Land the plane.
I just want you guys to understand that this dream of yours is gonna cost you everything you thought. You thought it was gonna take, and then some. What do you do when you are signed to the label and that first album flops? And they're threatening to shelf you. You made it, didn't you? No, you didn't. You know why you didn't make it? Because you were about to quit. You know how many artists you see tagging and posting, getting upset with labels because they didn't get the marketing push, because they thought they was on a magic carpet and they were just going to fly away? You know how many artists, I'm almost done, here we go. You know how many artists get those cosigns? Y'all know the cosigns. Hey, I'm the biggest artist. I see you. You on my team now. But you mad because I don't do a song with you, so you stop doing what made you hot in the first place? Yeah. Let's get into that. What happens when you deal with the fact that you a meme now on social media? See, it's not just about, oh, I'm a rich rapper. It's a responsibility of the public. What happens then? You see how many artists have meltdowns because they're memes for months? Can you handle that? That's part of your job. But you like, nah, yo, everybody just gonna vibe with me because I'm a vibe. Like, it's just gonna work. What happens when you get punched in the mouth with life? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So I just...
Yeah, they're not thinking... It's a lot of... They're not thinking about those
I'm things, just... Man. You know, so, because... Yeah, but mindset. Yeah. Are you resilient? Anytime the state says or the government says, hey, you just started a business, we know it usually takes 3 years of failing for you to start seeing products. So we're going to let you rock. Anytime the government know that, they off rip.
Nah, that's facts. I never thought about that. That is what they say, though. You got about 3 years. If you don't make it past that hurdle...
It's a hobby, and it's a dub, and you can't qualify for nothing no more.
Yeah.
With that business.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I bring all that home to say, fellas, ladies included, this is not... I'm sorry? That's rude. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. No, ma'am. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. No, I don't. I'm on a Zoom. I'm sorry. I would, though. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about that.
Not ask me if I'm Uber Eats. So I just want you. I want y'all to be encouraged, but I want y'all to understand the truth. These things is not what your homegirls are going to tell you, your homeboys going to tell you, right? It's deeper than that. This is not just about, you got to look like, when you look at these artists, look at them. How did they handle those moments where they fell on stage and now they on TV? How did they handle those moments when the label said, you didn't reach 100,000 copies? Most of y'all can't sell a mixtape, but you charge it for features. Make it make sense. Your block won't even come see you for a show.
Hey, yo, it's so crazy because it's like, some people might perceive this as like, damn, this guy is really ragging us, but like, it's true though. Like, this stuff is, this is facts. This is just facts. These are cold, hard facts. The truth hurts. This is the truth. Yeah, it's almost making me want to change the name of this podcast. But it's classes in session though.
So right, I just want to. We might got to do a podcast together because it's given that I'm like, I'm bad cop, you the good cop, and I love that for me. Right. But I'm like, nobody, I'm looking at the industry. I'm glad you found it. I'm looking at the industry and I'm like, nobody's talking to these people like I'm talking to them.
God, I'm glad you found it. Hold up.
I'm like, nobody's, I don't hear nobody having this kind of dialogue telling and challenging you. I'm not here to talk down to you guys because I know we're on a timer, but I get excited about this type of stuff. This is what I do. This is what I love. Right. Even if we're just talking about it, I'm not talking down to you because I was you. I was there, arrogant, could have sworn I was the new Hove, didn't do features with people, wasn't in the community until somebody loved me enough to say, King, drop that. Because if I look at your numbers, it's not giving Hove. Fix it. You need community. You are not above the community, sir. And when she told me that, that changed my life because I was able to put my pride aside and look at the truth. The truth is, how dare you, sir, you, ma'am, say I am charging for verses when if I look at your streaming numbers, you're not even making what you're charging. It's not about that. I just want to make sure I'm clear, bro. I'm going to clean it up. I swear, I'm going to clean it up. It's not about the fact that I'm telling you that you won't or that you can't. It's me addressing the area that you're not looking at. You wonder why you're not getting called because some of these things require humility. I'm about to go to my brother Jay Hill. Shout out my brother Jay Hill Network. He has a fire podcast. If you don't know about it, check it out. I had to serve him. What do I mean by that? I came to him and said, bro, I want to do such and such and such. Bro, he like, yo, I understand that. But I didn't come to him empty handed. I came to him willing to serve. Bro, what you need? You need help with the lights? Because I understood, I respect the positioning of leverage.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all coming through here with your egos first and you wonder why doors are closing. This is spiritual. Don't make me get in there. Don't make me do that. But in closing with all that, I just want to tell you guys, listen, keep the dream, but do not lose focus of everything else. You have a life to live. And the better you make the quality of life that you live, the easier it is for people to support what you got going on. You can't chase 50 Cent and you working and you're working beneath your abilities because you believe that your rap skills is better than your ability to learn a new skill. Don't do that. Do both. Yes, sir. Talk to me. I'm listening.
So peep game. So I wanna end this on a note where we high, like I feel like the spirits is real high right now. The vibrations is super high. So that's where I want to clip it. But before we dip, I want to ask you this last question. What do you see as the future of the music industry, and how can musicians best position themselves for success in this?
Diversify your portfolio. I don't see it looking in the favor of artists at all. Y'all are getting less and less important, and they're acting like they're doing you a favor, but they're not. The fact of the matter is, if they can replace you, they will. Didn't we just see that? AI is downright disrespectful. If they can replace you, this is what I'm gonna say, bro. This is America. All right, we're gonna keep it real. And please give me this clip because it's fire. This is America. Capitalism at its finest. The goal for people who make money is to make more money and spend less. If I can get rid of you in any form or fashion, especially my hip hop artists, hear me clearly. Because y'all really are risky and y'all are high risk and cost a lot of money. If I can replace you and still use you, I'm going to do that. So if I'm you, rap star, if I'm you on your way, rap star or singer or whatever, get into diversifying your financial portfolio. King, what does that mean in layman terms? That means look at other avenues to make money from outside of the music industry as well. What are we talking about, King? Real estate. What we talking about, King? Technology. What we talking about, King? Whatever other gifts you have. Because this right here, this whole relying on streams, once they legalize and finesse and synchronize this AI stuff, why do you think major artists got a problem with it? So diversify your portfolio. Get the right help. Get people who understand you and your struggle, and then do the work that they tell you to do. The best knowledge is applied knowledge. That's all I got for you.
That's it. I love that, man. So if they want to tap in with you, where can they find you, man? Because I know they're going to be like, dang, wait a minute. I got to connect with him. I already know it. So tell them where they
can. You can tap in with me, man, on Instagram. That's TheReallKing. As simple as that, man. Caviar Society, Google it. Pop up. I'm looking to help a few more artists before I make this pivot. You know what I mean? But I care about you guys, man, because I've been there and I didn't have a me like you have a me. And like a Keys. I didn't have a Keys. I wish I knew Keys when I was coming up in the game. I'd have destroyed everybody. So just make sure that you utilize your resources and tap in with your man.
What Gilly be saying? Like that.
Right.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Before we wrap things up, I want to remind you of something very, very important. As an independent musician, monetizing your music following and turning your fans into paying customers can be a challenge, but it does not have to be. If you're looking to unlock the secret to growing and monetizing your fan base, I have this free training that can help. In this training, you're going to learn proven strategies for turning your fans into consistent profit, even if you feel like you've tried everything under the sun. To access this free training, simply just click the link in the show notes. Once you've watched the training, schedule a call with me. In just 45 minutes, I'm going to help you craft the exact strategy you need to start converting your fans to cash. So do not wait. Click that link now and take the first step toward monetizing your music following. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.